Hello and welcome to The Reveal. Let me ask you something. Have you ever found yourself maybe in church, a Bible study, listening to a podcast about the scriptures, and found yourself in a position to where, or maybe even reading your Bible, where you're going, there has to be more. I have more questions than I'm getting answers to. While there are so many wonderful things that are said, you still find yourself wondering things and trying to fill in the blanks, don't you? Has it ever dawned on you why it seems like you go to church, maybe, and they still continue to recite the same verses that you've heard hundreds of times? It seems like the same 40 or 50 verses and the same lessons again and again and again. And do you ever find yourself thinking, why are there so many thousands of verses throughout the scriptures and we only hit the same ones again and again and again? Has that ever dawned, has that thought ever gone through you? Has it ever come to your mind or been on your heavy on your heart wondering, I feel like there's other things that we need to know. I feel like there's a gap between the scriptures and ourself. In fact, between God and ourself. I'm not talking about where we refer to Christ being the covenant between us. I'm talking about that there's so much there, but it's sort of like, I guess the best way for me to put it is, it's like a puzzle that is put in front of us, and then we're told how to do it, but there's a bunch of pieces missing, and we're just told, well, just you have to have faith. You fill the gaps in with faith. That's what you do. Does that make any sense? Christ came and talked to you with authority. And he knew what he was speaking of. And he gave us assurance, not just assurance that he is the Son of God and that he knows what he's talking about. But that there's more. And then we go to church and we listen to evangelists, and we're told the same things again and again and again. And now more than ever, in fact, we're told about things that we want to hear. Not what we necessarily need to hear, but what we want to hear to fill our own evil desires of the flesh. In other words, the prosperity message and that God's going to bless you no matter what, etc., etc. Is that the way that things in the scriptures point to be able to satisfy us? Is that we receive what we want? And then it's just confirmed by God? Really? Here's a wild one for you. How about what God wants? If he's all-knowing and all-sustaining and has always been there and shall always be, then you can bet that he knows bukus more than we do. So why do we try to get him to confirm us, but rather yet, why do we not confirm him? Why is it that we don't listen for him and then are confirmed rather than, I mean, I'm not talking about confirming what we want. I guess I'm not making this clear, but let me put it another way. Who cares what happens to us in this lifetime? If I'm not mistaken, everything Christ kept talking about again and again led in the same direction, that it's about the spirit. It's not about the body. For the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. isn't it? And to worry about the second death, not the first. He said that the body meant nothing. Now, that being the case, why are we trying to fulfill the wants of the body when it comes to things about God? Why do we not think about the, let's call it, the spiritual retirement plan rather than what's right before us? Well, here at the Reveal, what we're going to be spending a lot of time talking about is the truth behind what you're being told. We're going to talk about the mysteries of the Scriptures. We're going to bring them out so that you're able to see and hear. Now, we can't give you eyes to see and ears to hear, and wouldn't do it if we could, because if Christ couldn't do it or wouldn't do it, then you can bet that we're not about to. But what we are here to do is this. We are here to show you the truth in the Scriptures, not make up stories, not take a verse from over here and a word from over here and make it meet what we want you to know, but rather yet, we're going to show you the deep-seated things in the Scriptures that you were foretold about in the Bible, but at the same time, we're not going to tell you, we're going to show you. We're going to show you what's in there. Let me give you an example if you don't mind. Here's one in particular. It just came up and I turned to it. It's in Matthew 24. It's verse 4, as a matter of fact, but 4 and 5. But let's start at 3. You're welcome to join me out there, but if not, then just listen to me for a moment, if you will, and let me give you an example of what we're going to be doing here at the Reveal. Matthew 24:3 says, "As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. 'Tell us,' they said, 'when will this happen, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?' Jesus answered, 'Watch out that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, claiming, "I am the Christ," and will deceive many.'" Now, most of you have heard that many, many times throughout your life, especially if you're heavy churchgoers and studiers of the Scriptures. But mark my word, there's more. Look at it close with me, would you? Verse 4, I'm going to read it again. Jesus answered, "Watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name claiming I am the Christ and will deceive many." You've heard it before. You've even heard a lot of preachers, teachers, and other people sitting beside you saying, that's right, there's going to be a lot of people in the end of days going to claim to be Jesus. Like that David Koresh feller and that Jim Jones, and see, it's all coming to be. That's not what he said. That's not what he said at all. That's Satan speaking. Listen to what he actually said. And I hope and pray that you're able to read it with me here for a moment. "Watch out that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name." Now let's pause there. Whose name did Jesus come in? See, it's not talking about, people get that so confused, in whose name and what name. And when it's referring to not what name of somebody has, but rather yet in my name, in a name, it's referring to authority. In whose authority? and by what authority when it refers to in a name. So when Jesus says, "For many will come in my name," well, again, I say, whose name did Jesus come in? Whose name did Jesus say he came in? He said he came in the name of the Father, didn't he? He said, "For I have come in the name of the Father." But here he says, "For many will come in my name." Now, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but anyone claiming to come in the name of Jesus wouldn't claim to be Jesus, would they? No one claiming to be the Messiah would come in the Messiah's name. "For many will come in my name, claiming," and you'll see there's quote marks there, "I am the Christ." See, it says it right there. It says right there that they're going to say they're the Christ. No, it doesn't. "And will deceive many." Again, deception. It mentions it twice. But the word Christ, when it says, "I am the Christ," they're claiming, "I am the Christ," the word Christ in that verse is very simple. In Greek, it doesn't mean the Messiah. It doesn't mean most anointed one. It doesn't mean Jesus. It has one simple meaning: anointed. Not the anointed, not the anointed one, but simply anointed. Hear me out. I'm going to read it the way that it was put and see it. Read it with me and see if you don't see it and hear it now. "Watch out that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, claiming I am the anointed, and will deceive many." No. It's not referring to fake, artificial or fake Christ or Messiahs. He was referring to men and women of God claiming to come in his name, claiming to be anointed, and deceiving and misleading many. One last time, let's read it again. Jesus answered, "Watch out that no one deceives you." It's the first time he says there in those two verses, he says, deceive you. "For many will come in my name, claiming I am the Christ, and will deceive many." Second time, again. It's all about deception. And I'll even go so far as to say, intentional or not. Remember, you can still be equally as sinful, even if you're not overtly being rebellious to God. If God tells you to take a step and you don't take it, is that not a sin? But if God tells you to take a step and you take two, is that not equally a sin? In many cases, that's what we're talking about here. People teaching the scriptures, shepherds, priests, pastors, evangelists, Bible study leaders, deacons, all kinds of people, claiming to come in the name of Christ, claiming to be anointed, and deceiving many. Isn't it funny? Have you ever thought to yourself, while we're mentioning, have you ever thought to yourself, here's another one. Have you ever thought to yourself, why, if there's so many people who receive their calling, and I'm using my quote fingers there, that receive their calling, and you can't swing, I know here where I live, you can't swing a dead cat without hitting a steeple somewhere. if there's so many churches and all of them following God, then why is it you need one on each corner with a different opinion, a different set of rules, a different belief, a different denomination, and definitely a different set of offering plates? Here at The Reveal, we're going to do one thing and one thing only. It's to be able to introduce you to the Scriptures in the way that they were given, and we're going to do what we've been told to do, and that is to reveal the truth in there so that you can see it for yourself, not just taking our word for it. Look at it, see it for yourself, and see what we're talking about. We're not going to accept money. We're not trying to receive anything in it monetarily. You'll never see us say, you know, give us a lot, give us a like, and a subscribe, and a thumbs up. And we don't do that. Anything you do is up to you, but we do not solicit. We don't even advise that you do such a thing. We're not here for that. You can leave the almighty dollar or mammon away from this. This is straightforward, the truth from the source to you, and shown how it actually says what it means to say. We hope you'll continue to join us. And we look forward to talking to you regularly, in fact, here at The Reveal. In the meantime, please have a blessed week, and we look forward to talking to you again soon. Bye-bye.